Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service, the only opportunity offered to the broader community to be informed on the issues and current affairs from a First Nations perspective. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Before I go any further, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on whose land we are broadcasting from. I would like to pay my respects to the Yuggera and the Turrbal people. I also would like to pay my respects to our elders and our elders of more recent arrival. You are tuning in to Let's Talk. My guest on the show this morning, coming from the north side, coming from Kabingai and Brisbane north side elders. They're here to let us know about their annual gala dinner for the elders that they will be having on Saturday the 18th of November. But before we get into the gala dinner, could I get the both of you to tell us your name, your mob and where you're from?
Good morning, listeners out there. My name is Zani Chick Fisher. I'm a Gurang woman from the Bundaberg area. I was bred and born there, but I'm in Brisbane now, and I'm working with the elders on the north side of Brisbane out of Kabingai.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kevin Maund. I'm an Innisfail boy, so Rainforest Murray from far north Queensland, Mamu people, Warrabarra man, and there's also a connection to Jitterbal on the Atherton Tablelands and Jumbourn heading down into the Tully area. That's with my dad and my mum. We have connection to the Torres Strait. But I'd also just like to acknowledge the Spanish, Filipino, English, Welsh, and Irish heritage that I have too in that process.
Yeah, so Kevin and Aunty Chick, they're here to tell us a bit about the gala dinner that is coming up. Like I said just a moment ago, on the 18th of November. Could you tell us what this dinner is and the importance of having this annual gala dinner that Kabingai puts on?
This celebration has been going on for a couple of years, and I've been involved with them, and this is the third one that I've helped to participate in. While we're having these elders, it was a thought that all of us elders, and I'm one of the volunteers, and we're thinking about all of our elders across the board that have been in doing volunteer work in government and non-government areas. So this annual event will help us to all come, our elders all to come together and, you know, to share and all those things that have been going on around within the community.
Just a continuation to that, I'm not from the area. Like I mentioned, I've been in Brisbane the last couple of years, or Redcliffe, more to say. But I guess we used to hear a lot of the elders of community come in and talk about the NAIDOC balls and the dances and things that they had, you know, obviously in the yesteryear. So it's really about coming and bringing those of our community that, like Aunty Chick said, do work tirelessly for our community. But more so a celebration for them to get together, have that old school dance, you know, have that yarn, all those things that they can remember from when they were younger. And I've been involved in two of them now, and this being the third, and they've just been amazing to get together and listen to our uncles and aunties, have that yarn and learn more about, you know, the process for them, but celebrate their actions within our community in a great way.
Because essentially our elders, you know, are the ones that have, you know, moulded us to be the young people, and then, you know, the older people that we will become. We get our knowledge and our understanding from our elders. So this is just not the north side elders, or is it? Or is it just elders from around Brisbane?
No, this is for all elders from all over. I'm inviting elders. I've just recently held an elders forum at Kabingai, which was very successful. I've invited the Gold Coast, Stradbroke elders, and they just thought it was a wonderful event that we were able to come, share about what the government is doing with our children in care, how we can come across making a place where our men and young people come out of prisons, and we're into doing that in that area to see, you know, to help them to come back and do things in the community and help them to rehabilitate. That's one of my aims there that I've been doing. So this is why the idea is that we have another elders dinner, and we're hoping to get a great lot at this one.
Yeah, again, it's just to enjoy and, I guess, you know, let our hair down, have some celebration in the year that was. And just to add to the forum that was held at Kabingai, and I believe that there'll be a follow-up happening very soon, it was inviting elders from right across the area. We've been having a lot of talks with departments of government, especially state, you know, within the community sector. And it really was about elders. The question that they want to pose to themselves without anybody else in the room is, how can we help? We know they do a lot already, but they still want to drive and do more, which you know, obviously we don't want to burn our old people out, but that's a question that they asked themselves at this forum, which was amazing. It was such a good forum to be a part of. I'm very privileged to be there. So out of that, there are things that they are talking about where they need to lead and what government should be asking and involving them in that process, and then moving forward. So from that contact, like Aunty Chick said, we made connection with many elders across Southeast Queensland, in that catchment that we're in, and the invite is across the board to everybody to come and celebrate.
It still gives that encouragement that just because they're our elders, they shouldn't have the capacity to still do, you know, the deadly work that they have been doing, you know, raising us and, you know, being, you know, that pillar in our community.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think for the most part, is exactly what you're talking about. You know, people have that retired status, or they've moved away from that process, but you don't want to be sitting at home. Aunty Chick, you've mentioned many a times that the reason she's in at Kabingai every day is she doesn't want to sit on, you know, the couch at home and watch a bit of TV. She wants to be able to come in. And Aunt's been with us now for 3 years as a community volunteer, and then also one of the elders on the Brisbane Northside Elders Group. When we have our oldies come in, and like I said, in the process for me, it feels like home. You know, I go home and you listen to them laugh in the kitchen or have a cup of tea or have those old olden day stories, and then they'll come on, my boy, come and sit and listen and join in. You want to work and get stuff done, but you want to sit down too and have a yarn with our elders. So it just creates such an amazing environment. And then that's in twofold or threefold works on any of the clients that come in. They're able to sit down and engage with the community elder without having to come in and ask us and go, hey, do you know who the community elders are? When they're already in a space like Kabingai. And again, I encourage anybody from ministers to non-Indigenous people, whoever it is out there in the Brisbane community that want to come and share in this thing where we acknowledge the elders for the great work they do.
Kevin just mentioned that, you know, you've been involved with Kabingai for quite a few number of years now. And within those number of years, just said you've organised an elders forum. And so, like, you've created this space within Kabingai that, you know, elders can feel safe. They can enjoy the company of, you know, these, you know, other younger people within, you know, are the office there?
Within that time frame, we've had construction. I was a mother figure to all those young fellas. Out of that construction, we had 10 participants, and out of that, 7 of them achieved a ticket to go out into the wider world and to get jobs or whatever. At the moment, we're having traineeship for administrator, and in that we have young women that had come from a home, you know, their mothers, and the young women that are coming there and they're finding themselves really back into the, you know, to how to get into the real world, and I make them feel really at home, to encourage them from a mother's figure, how to you know, that I engage with them, so I'm like a mother figure to them. So yeah, I like doing what I am. And
what's some of the messages that you get back from, you know, some of the young, from some of the sisters, and but then also from some of the other workers with having you at Kabingai?
I'm known to them as Aunty Chick. Love their Aunty Chick.
Well, that's deadly, aren't you?
Yeah.
Look, from our point of view, having access, obviously, to community elders such as Aunty Chick, there's Uncle Alex Davidson, Aunty Sifa Roma, Aunty Melita Orcher, and, you know, just so many, obviously, to name, but there's a few. At any one time, like I said, at this moment in time, you're able to walk in and you've got a community elder sitting and having that yarn. Everybody has a different skill set or expertise where they want to bring. And I think with the elders group, the North Brisbane Adults group, we've been able to look at that in a sense of seeing where each expertise skill lies, and then they're able to sort of be a part of the broader stuff. So just within the elders group, and I'll brag for them now because I think they deserve the process. The elders, North Brisbane Elders group, was formed last year around sort of April, May. And by September of the same year, they receive an award from the Child Safety, you know, the Child Safety Week that happens through September, which was the work that they did in trying to stem the tide of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children going into to care, you know. And I guess to elaborate on a bit of that work is we want to keep our kids within the kinship system and those sorts of things and not have them go into that child safety system, because once they're there, it's very hard to come back. And it's a matter of, well, you know, Auntie Cheek or whoever it is, we need to find some care arrangement for this young person. That's where they come into play. They'll go, well, we know family, we know this, we know that, and then let's see how we are. Like, we don't divulge any other information apart from, do you know who might be able to support this family? And they go to work, and they jump to action, and it's just amazing to watch and do. Like Aunt said, there are other forums. She helps also with Mother's Day's functions and things. There's also a First Nations reference group at this moment that sits with the Department of Communities and the Department of Child Safety. And we're on, when I say we, sorry, I do apologize, the elders are on that. I've chaperoned a number of them to those events, and I'm very privileged to sit in on those. You know, take a back seat, have a listen. But those are the important roles that our elders have to play, and they're actually starting to change the way child safeties and these other organizations are working. So that advisory group is about coming together, and each meeting they'll focus on something different. So the domestic violence, you know, family safety, all those sorts of things. And it just evolves as it goes. And I believe Auntie Chick hasn't attended one of those yet, but just due to not being the right time for invites. But we'll also sit on that with some of the elders. So we're very privileged and very proud to say that we have an elders group that sits within our organisation. But not for anything more, even only for the fact that we're giving them a space to be a part of and be welcomed back to Kabingai. And I'm very privileged, obviously, to be here today sitting with Auntie Chick talking.
And we'll go to a quick song break. This is a request from Auntie Chick here in the studio with us. The next song will be Mother's Eyes from Up in the Dropouts.
We believe this world will go forever. But facts reveal what we believe are true. Yes, we're tearing our world all to pieces. Our mother, the world is dying slow. She wants a wife. To all life forms that we know, there's a light shining bright in the sky throughout the night. It's always there for you and me. In the darkness and look above me at a star that twinkles brightly in the sky. When a streak of light fell from the heavens, Yes, I know how much we'd all like to help her. She's struggling very hard to stay alive. So let's all unite and put her back together. So our children and their children can survive. There's a light shining bright in the sky throughout the night. It's always there for you and me.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, a weekly current affair program hosted by First Nations people for First Nations peoples. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
And you're back on Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM. I'm your host, Bo Spearham. In the studio with me, I have Brother Kev from Kibingai, and also I have Aunty Chick in the studio with me. She's from the Kibingai Northside Elders. We're here to have a bit of a yarn about the Elders' annual gala dinner that is happening on the 18th of November, which is a Saturday. We're going to talk a bit more about that. Before the break, we spoke. Kev, you pretty much mentioned that Kibingai wanted to create a space, you know, that's inclusive for our elders. You know, and throughout this interview, you've mentioned milestones, you know, like we'll call it, you know, that the organization has been achieving with adding an elders group, you know, a part of the organization. And one of those, the annual gala dinner, it is coming up on November the 18th. Could you tell us whereabouts, what time, and also is there going to be any live entertainment as well? Yeah, and if you want to let us know a bit more about, yeah, the event, the gala dinner.
It's happening on the 18th of November, and it's at Kedron Wavell. It's in the area of Chermside, Kedron Wavell Services Club. The entertainment we're going to have on that particular night is the Huntsman, and also we're going to have an appearance by the police pipe band. So that's something, yeah.
That's deadly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, we've tried a number of different venues over the sort of the year in the process. I remember one was out at the Pine Rivers Bowls Club. Last year we were over at the Nunder Activity Centre. This year, like I mentioned, over at Kedron Wavell.
Is that that's next to Chermside Shopping Centre?
Yes, I believe it's Kitty Hawk Drive. Yeah, so that's the RSL, or the services.
So the shopping centre is there. So the shopping centre's there, and then there's like a little service road that goes behind it, and then it's right there.
That's the one, yeah. Whether Kedron or the Brisbane Library, or it was there. I'm not sure whether they've got a new building there now. But I guess, taking Bo's job now, but what are some of the other things that will be on there? Like what are the other things that you have for elders at the event on the night?
We're going to have lucky door prizes, we're going to give out some accolades and partnership to say thank you to the government people that have supported us throughout the year.
No, that's it, Arnie. Mm-hmm. Like I said again, obviously the ticket costs. I can say that is we have $60, and that'll include the meal and all the stuff that happens on that day, that along with the entertainment. I do believe there would be you buy drinks at the bar at the thing there. That real sort of, I guess, celebratory stuff, acknowledging people. So you've got community elders that'll be in the process. You may even have workers that the community elders group has worked with. There might even be government departments or people within that process that they've worked with that would like to acknowledge, that have helped, shared, supported their their group and their working and moving forward into assisting the wider Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, not only in the north side of Brisbane, but across, you know, the greater Brisbane and southeast region.
Yeah, and I guess that's because, you know, our elders, you know, whether on the north side, the south side, you know, they're not just the north side or the south side elders, you know, because they got mob everywhere. You're working with Kibingai, you know, Art mentioned briefly as well earlier, you know, some of the programs that Kibingai was doing. If you just want to, you know, elaborate a bit more on some of the services and some of the stuff that you guys are doing as well.
Most definitely. And again, that's, I guess, the beauty of having our elders with us in community is they see the great work that we do. Well, we think is great, obviously, and the successful outcomes and things that we have been achieving for our families and community. And they're another voice piece or someone that can promote that within their area. As Art mentioned, she's from the Bundaberg area with her mob. She'll always be telling her mob up there about the great things that we do. So some of the services, and I'm the program manager for community programs there, and we also have the families sort of sector that we work in. So under the families, we have Yeka Dargo, which has gone from the family support, so an intensive family support, now to the family well-being model, which looks at a holistic wraparound service for families. So I guess it's they're similar in context, but the family well-being, again, is just that partnering and that wraparound support. There's the Yadani Tago, which is the FAC and IFAC. So FAC is Family and Child Connect. That was a program that was run out by Child Safety, just over 18 months now, I believe. We've had it up and running, maybe a little bit more, and that's more of a, I guess, a support service in the way of looking at the referrals and trying to get people to the right services in that process. And we're fortunate enough under the Yadani Tago partnership with ourselves, Mercy Family Services, and it was IFACS, but now they've gone back under AICS. In the process, that we have the only IFAC, which is Indigenous Family and Child Connect, in Queensland. Mm-hmm. Everyone else runs under the FAC model, which, like I said, is similar, but we have Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander focus through the IFAC. Mm-hmm. We also have the Numala Family Safety Program, which is a Northside program for domestic and family violence. That was brought about back in about 2012... when they looked at a perpetrators program, you know, and not to stereotype, but obviously males in that process when you look at the statistic of that, because we know that there are places for women's and family to go, but a lot of times, even if a man is a victim of family or domestic violence, he can't go and stay in a shelter with his kids because a male's not allowed to be, you know, there in that process, so he might be somewhere else. Or if there's a son in the family that's over the age of 18, there's a similar sort of process. So it's really, and looking at the support for perpetrators, you know, what is it, how, you know, their feelings, emotions, all that sort of things that go really exploring and encouraging and trying to find ways to support triggers and all that sorts of stuff. So that's sort of, I guess, the family programs. Coming back across to community programs, there's Skilling Queenslanders for Work. We support some organisations with Work for the Doll. We have the Bridges program, so which comes under working with kids within schools. It's twofold, getting our kids to school and keeping engaged, and then also to helping our parents and grandparents and carers engage with the school as well. No good, you know what I mean, having a teacher-parent interview if there's no teacher or parent, you know, no parent or grandparent to sort of be a part of that. So making sure that our schools recognise and respect and know our community elders and those people in that process, and having that way of connecting them. And I guess if they have a voice in the school, it's their voice, not the school's voice or agenda. We really want our community family members to have a say what happens with their children's education and not sort of have it tainted by what the school wants. The schools are good at saying, we want to have a parent group, but we'll drive the agenda. So it's trying to make sure that our parents get that separate voice. And then just the other cultural programs and things that we have. So we've run a spear making program, which includes spear throwing and all that sort of stuff. So it's from the ground up, to the fire, to the way it was done culturally here. Will Davis is actually the manager out at Beenleigh Housing, had a program running many years ago. I've known Brother Will for a while now, and it's something I've always wanted on the north side. I liken it to the closest thing you'll be able to get to a cultural program within an urban setting.
Mm.
Without having the kids to leave the city and go bush or to go wherever we need to and get back onto country, it's like bringing country here in the process. Mm. The respect, the process, how it's made, you know, how we interact as men. I personally attend that myself, and I can honestly say that it's the only time, 3 hours out of my entire week, the 7 days, however many hours it is, where I can just be an Aboriginal man.
Mm.
Not a Aboriginal dad or a brother or an uncle or whatever, not an Aboriginal worker, just an Aboriginal man, and do things culturally the way it would have been done traditionally, mm. with a bit of a modern twist, you know. A stone axe, we might use a normal axe nowadays, mm. just to sort of help that process. Mm-hmm. And yeah, any other cultural programs and cultural engagement we have. So yeah, in a nutshell, I guess that's the programs that we have currently running out of Cobingo, and the elder support across the entire gamut of those programs.
Mm. Yes, yeah, there's quite a few programs that you've got going and that there. So you would be pretty busy, and you would need some elders to come in and, you know, help with some guidance of some of the programs that you're doing, but obviously some of the staff members as well. Sorry. And because, you know, I can hear, you know, within your voice, you know, when you talk about the programs, but then also, you know, the elders group they have attached, is, you know, so much love and respect, you know, coming from yourself. And just before we were talking, and you were saying that Aunt always asks you to sing a song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, we'll take a quick song break, and we'll be back. But instead of me announcing that song, I'll get you to take us into this break with that request.
Yeah, not a worry. So the song I'd like to request for Auntie Chick is Alan Jackson, Here in the Real World.
But also, could you tell us why you request that song?
Yeah, well, we sort of sit around in our office. I got a guitar. I do a bit of singing and songwriting myself. Last Friday, I think it was, we were sort of out and about. And Arnie Chick's requested it a number of times now. I might play at events, and who knows if I'm allowed to get up on stage with the band at the gala dinner, I might even do that as well. And I know the song. I've always known the song, but I've never really sat down and played it or listened to it. Mm. So last Friday I you know, got the chords out and got the words, and we had a big sing-along in the kitchen. Oh, right, deadly. At the end of the day before everyone went left to go home for the day.
No, that's deadly. So we'll go to this quick we'll go to this song break, which is Here in the Real World by Alan Jackson.
Cowboys don't cry, and heroes don't die. Good always wins again and again. And love is a sweet dream that always comes true. If life were like the movies, I'd never be blue. But here in the real world, it's not that easy at all. 'Cause when hearts get broken, it's real tears that fall. But the one thing I've learned from you is how the boys don't always get the girl here in the real world. to hold your heart. When times got rough, and tonight on that silver screen, it'll end like it should. Two lovers will make it through, like I hope we would. But here in the real world, it's not that easy at all. 'Cause when hearts get broken, it's real tears that fall. But the one thing I've learned from you is how the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world. Now the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, a weekly current affair program hosted by First Nations people for First Nations peoples. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
And that was Alan Jackson with Here in the Real World. Request from Kev for Annie Chick. We're back on Let's Talk. I'm joined in the studio by Kev from Kubingai, Brother Kev, and also Annie Chick, who is a part of the Elders Group, you know, that works within and around the Kubingai organization, but then also broadly with the community. Annie Chick, off air, we were just having a bit of a yarn about you've been fortunate enough to, you know, travel to some conferences. You went to one earlier in the year down in Canberra. Could you tell us a bit about that, please?
I attended a snake conference in Canberra last month, and that was very successful. There was people from all over Australia that came and had put a that had views across the board it was mainly about child protection, child in care, different organisations, and I found that very interesting, and met people from all walks of life, elders from the Northern Territory, over in the Kimberleys, and it was very inviting to me. I was able to express myself to some of them where I come from, who I was, and the community here in Brisbane where I am a volunteer, I'm also on the board at Nunda Activity Centre, and I'm engaged over there. I'm the first Indigenous lady that they got me on board. In Nunda Activity Centre, it's a it's a government run senior citizens. So all activities that happen there, they have dancing on one day and something like else. But I've been really engaged in that. We've had, like we said last year, we had the NAIDOC gala dinner. Yeah, over there at Nunda last year. and we've had some other events. We've had... I was engaged in doing the culture tour with all of our Indigenous young youth. We took two buses out of the Nunda Activity Centre up into the areas of the Landsborough. So Uncle Alec Davis accompanied us, and he was able to tell us, because that was part of his land, about what was happening up. And we took the children over to Caloundra, and that was very successful. So they keep coming back and they say, Auntie, when we're having another culture day, so hopefully that will happen in the new year, mm-hmm. as things have happened across in things here and what I'm doing at Kubingai.
Also, Aunt, we're just having a bit of a yarn as well off air, and you mentioned support that you give to some of the sisters, some of the young mothers, and out there you were saying they come up to you and say, oh, Aunt, can you help me get into training or find some jobs and that day?
Yeah. I have been engaged with what I call my girl or my boy in the community. When they see me out and about, Auntie, is there any jobs going or is there anything? I encourage them immensely to come to Kabingai. Kabingai is an open organisation that helps us all across the board. So I've been engaged on four occasions that I've brought two boys and two girls into the community that were out there doing the stuff that they wanted. Now they have achieved getting certificates in construction. The two boys have achieved in getting certificates in construction, and two of the girls there are doing what in cert three in business and
business
also
administration.
I find when I'm working around them, they feel really confident doing things. So it stopped them from engaging on silly things that they were able, that was time consuming, that they had, you know, their hands that went out and did everything every day and they had nothing in life.
I guess just in wrapping up, is there anything else?
Look, I'd probably just like to mention something else on Auntie Chick's behalf that she's left off. She also sits on another number of elders groups. So it's not just the Brisbane North. She's also a member of the Brisbane Elders group that obviously go into the correction facilities and talk to our young ones. Aunt, as well as many others, we're more than one head in community, and I think that needs to be highlighted. And you know, with what you're about to say about this gala, that's why this event's happening, to let people know that, to let people know, like Arnie, if you're just looking at the processes, community volunteer, chair on the elders, North Brisbane Elders, on the board of the Nunda Activity Centre, and then also going into the presence with the North Brisbane Elders. That's a few hats right there.
For anybody out there listening, the Kabingai Brisbane Northside Elders are having their annual gala dinner. The date is Saturday the 18th of November 2017 at 6 p.m. till 11:30. So the elders will be dancing around, dance up a storm. It's Kedron Wavell Service Club at Kitty Hawk Drive, Chermside. The postcode is 4032. The dress code formal, and also our raffle tickets, photo booth. And if anybody would like to know more information about it, they can call Kabingo Youth Development on 0731564800. That was 0731564800. For more information about booking a ticket, yeah, just give them a call. And if you're interested, Kabingai Youth Development is located at 425 Zilmer Road, Zilmia. So I encourage, you know, our listeners, head along to this dinner. Give Kabingai Youth Development a call. If you can't make it, you know, and you think it's, you know, like we do, a great initiative to have, maybe sponsor some tickets, you know, for some other elders that would like to go as well. Before signing off, I would like to say a big thank you to Auntie Chick and Kev for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, listeners.
And just a quick one, Bo, before I go, I'd just like to give a shout out to my young bloke at Kippering State School, Adam, and his class there at 2D. I meant to say it at the start. I don't know whether they're listening now. I don't think the teacher would let them listen to the whole thing, but I'd just like to say good morning, guys, and give you a shout out on the radio. Thank you very much.
Any shout outs, Aunt? Turning the mob out there. Well, you've been listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Bo Spearham. Big thank you to our guest again. You can catch Let's Talk from 9 to 10 Monday to Friday right here on 98.9 FM.
You've been tuned to Let's Talk, highlighting the injustice from community to country, suburb to city, with a multitude of hosts, Bo Spearham, Carver Watson and Chelsea Bond. Weekday mornings from 9 till 10, it's Let's Talk, welcoming the continued sovereignty of all First Nations peoples right across the country.